This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The coronavirus continues to spread across the globe, with more deaths reported outside the epicenter of China. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
South Korea reported an eight-fold jump in viral infection Saturday, with more than 400 cases, mostly linked to a church and a hospital. The death toll there remains at three, while the death toll in Iran climbed to six. In Italy, a dozen towns went into lockdown after hundreds came into contact with about 54 people confirmed infected. The death toll there, two. Health officials say some virus clusters have shown no direct link to travel to China. Globally, nearly 78,000 people have been infected in 29 countries, and more than 2,300 have died, none in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
A new UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report released Saturday by UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the United States and the Taliban takes effect. UNAMA Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths and injuries in Afghanistan.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for a signing of a peace accord between the United States and the Taliban on February 29th. Washington is hoping that will end its longest war, bring home U.S. troops, and allow intra-Afghan negotiations to begin. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.